E.G. White to Burden, September 4, 1910. B-76, 1910. September 4, 1910. Pacific Union College, California. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, California. Dear Brother Burden, I am at the Pacific Union College attending a council meeting of the church school teachers. Yesterday, Sabbath, I spoke in the chapel. The room was filled. A larger place will have to be provided in which to hold meetings. I spoke from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. I had some very important instruction to give to those present regarding the necessity of our working intelligently, and the Lord gave me strength to speak. Brother and Sister Burden, I am very anxious that you should work with the best of courage. Notwithstanding that there are those who do not speak to you the encouraging words that, for their own soul's good, the Lord would have them speak, yet I have this word for you. You are to press on, still bearing the Lord's message for this time. There is a great work that, with the help of the Lord, you can both do. I wish that all those connected with you were united heart and mind in assisting you in the right way by speaking words of encouragement. But so long as you keep the eye of faith fixed on your leader, you are safe. Rest in his hands. I am bidden to charge you not to fail or become discouraged. Keep your hearts filled with courage. Talk faith. Some are ready to speak words of discouragement. The Lord says to you, be of good courage. Walk humbly and work out the will of God. I am to say to you, there are many words of an objectionable character spoken by some who suppose that thus they can bring in improvements. But go straight ahead, following the instruction of Christ.